我哋天上嘅阿爸父 Yahweh。
Dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh, above, yeah, Father.
感谢你今日都再次去俾我哋可以喺你嘅家里面去聚集。
Thank you for gathering us once again in your house.
都去感谢你因为喺呢个世界上仲有好多人系唔认识你，但我哋却有呢个福气可以去认识你。
Yeah, we're really grateful that we have this opportunity to come to know you because we know that there are still many who are not yet aware of you.
我哋都知道喺好多人佢哋都仍然系活喺水深火热之中。
And there are many who are in very difficult circumstances.
求你都真系去使用你嘅儿女。
May you use your children.
都可以将因为我哋有你呢一份嘅安息，我哋都可以将呢一份嘅安息去带俾我哋所认识嘅人。
As we first receive your rest, enter into your rest, we may pass on your rest to other people.
都求你喺今日嘅时间都系去亲自嘅去向我哋嘅心说话。
May you speak to each of our hearts in the following time.
求你都系去带领我嘅口亦都系去带领我所分享嘅。
Please guide my lips and guide all that I'm going to share.
都愿你去荣耀你自己嘅名。
Please glorify your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello, 大家好啦。咁上次咧，Vicky 姐妹咧就同大家分享咗腓利门书嘅第一次嘅概览。
So last time, Sister Vicky already shared an overview of the book of Philemon.
之后咧，我同佢咧都会按住唔同嘅主题啦、角度咧，深入去睇呢一封信嘅。
And from now on, the two of us will dwell deeper with you into this letter through different themes and different perspectives.
今日咧，我哋就会进入第一个主题，就系作一个使人畅快的人。
And today we begin with the first theme, and that is being a person who refreshes others.
咁开始嘅时候咧，就同大家分享一张相先。
To start with, let me share a photo.
咁有去过呢个超市嘅弟兄姊妹朋友，应该都有啲熟悉啦。
So I believe those who do go to this supermarket frequently would be familiar with this.
咁呢张相咧就系我喺我哋屋企附近嘅 Asta 超市影嘅。
This photo was taken at an Asta supermarket near our house.
系啦，你哋见到有冇特价？
Can you see the special price?
系咁咧，咁其实咧呢一啲咧都系一啲 soft drinks 嚟嘅。
Well, as you can see, these are all soft drinks.
咁中文咧就反而系有啲巧口，就叫软性饮料。咁所以我都系叫翻 soft drinks 啦。
So it's a bit hard to say in Chinese, so I might as well just say soft drinks, referring to these non-alcoholic beverages.
唔知道咧，大家中唔中意饮 soft drinks 嘅咧？
Do you enjoy soft drinks?
我见到啲年轻人喺度笑紧。
I can see the younger ones all smiling.
咁咧，根据我嘅观察咧，英国人咧都几中意饮 soft drinks 嘅。
From my observation, British people quite enjoy soft drinks.
咁于是咧，我都上网揾咗一啲资料啦。
So I looked up some information online.
咁我就见到咧喺英国嘅公共卫生局佢喺2018年咧就有个调查。
And I came across this survey by Public Health England back in 2018.
呢个调查咧就讲啊，喺4岁至到10岁嘅英国小朋友咧，每日摄取嘅糖咧系建议摄取量嘅2倍有多嘅。
According to this survey, British children aged 4 to 10 consume more than double the recommended daily sugar intake.
咁就等于咧系13粒方糖咁多。
Which is equivalent to 13 sugar cubes.
咁一年咧就系几多咧？就系食咗4800粒方糖啦。
Over a year, that's about 4,800 sugar cubes.
系咁都相当惊人啦，系咪？
That's quite astonishing, isn't it?
系啦，咁调查咧仲发现英国咧所有年龄层嘅人咧，糖分摄取量咧基本上都超标嘅。
The survey also reveals that people of all age groups in the UK exceed the recommended sugar intake.
其中咧，以青少年超标咧系最多嘅。
With teenagers exceeding it the most.
咁佢哋攝取嘅糖分咧，有四分之一咧都係來自含有糖分嘅 soft drinks 嘅。
And a quarter of the sugar intake for teenagers comes from sugary soft drinks.
咁睇嚟咧，起碼英國嘅青少年咧都幾中意 soft drinks 嘅，係咪？
So it seems at least British teenagers really enjoy soft drinks.
嗱，咁其實點解同大家分享呢張相咧？咁呢張相嘅背後咧係有一個故仔嘅。
Actually, there's a story behind this photo.
我哋咧住嘅屋企啦，最近咧就熱水器壞咗。
The boiler in the place we are living in recently broke down.
咁業主咧就好快幫我哋咧跟進咗呢個問題，咁就約咗師傅咧去換新嘅熱水器啦，同埋都要裝一啲喉管嘅。
And the landlord was quick to follow up on this and arranged for some technicians to come and install a new boiler and some pipes for our house.
咁嗰日嘅工程咧，由朝早嘅八點幾咧，都去到晏晝嘅五點幾嘅。
And the work lasted from 8 a.m. in the morning, 8 in the morning till about 5 p.m.
咁喺嗰朝咧，我啱啱好咧就要去呢個超市喎。
And that morning, I happened to have to go to the supermarket.
咁我就諗啦，今日嘅工程咧時間都幾長嘅。
And I thought to myself, well, the work today is going to take a long time.
咁嗰日咧就有兩位師傅咧嚟我哋屋企咧進行呢個工程。
And actually, there were two technicians who worked at our house.
咁不如我買啲飲品俾佢哋啦。
Why not buy some drinks for them?
咁於是咧，我就行到去呢個咧擺滿咗飲品嘅雪櫃前面啦。
So I walked up to this fridge full of drinks.
咁我企喺度咧就諗啦，呢兩位師傅咧會中意飲啲咩飲品會覺得暢快嘅咧
？I stood there thinking, what drinks would these two technicians enjoy and find them refreshing?
嗱，如果係我咧，我就會揀無糖嘅飲品嘅。
For me personally, I would go for sugar-free drinks.
因為咧就比較健康啲。
Because they are relatively healthier.
咁但係咧，呢兩位師傅咧，一位咧就係華人嚟嘅。
But these two technicians, one of them was Chinese.
而聽佢嘅口音咧，應該嚟咗英國咧係好多年㗎啦。
And from his accent, I assume he's been in the UK for many years.
而另一位咧就系本地嘅英国人嚟嘅。
And the other one is a local British.
咁好，我就决定咧要买 soft drinks 俾佢哋啦。
Okay, I decided to buy soft drinks for them.
我仲刻意咧挑选咗有糖嘅 soft drinks.
And I deliberately chose sugary drinks.
嗱，咁你哋觉得咧，我咁样做咧系咪一个使人畅快嘅举动咧
？Do you think this was a refreshing gesture?
嗱，第一，我主动去买饮品俾呢两位师傅、哦。
First, I took the initiative to buy drinks for these two technicians.
咁第二，我系买英国本地人中意嘅 soft drinks 俾佢哋。
Second, I bought them the soft drinks that locals enjoy most.
咁系咪咁做咧？我就系一个使人畅快嘅人咧。
Does that make me a person who refreshes others?
嗱，只要我知道对方中意啲乜嘢，咁我就按住佢所中意嘅去做。
So.Just by knowing what the other person likes and act accordingly, does then make me someone who refresh others?
咁對方咧，係咪就會覺得暢快咧
？And do you think that would automatically mean the other person is indeed refreshed?
咁睇嚟咧，做一個使人暢快嘅人都唔係咁難啫。
If that is the case, then being a person who refreshes others isn't that difficult, is it?
嗱，例如啦，我知道我嘅朋友中意飲可樂。
For example, if I'm new, my friend enjoys a can of Coke.
咁每次咧，我见到呢位朋友嘅时候咧，我都送佢一罐可乐。
So every time I see this friend, I would give him a can of Coke.
咁我就系一个私人畅快嘅人啦，系咪咧
？So does that make me a person who refreshes others?
系，咁我大家又见到大家喺度笑啦，咁可能大家都觉得好似唔系咁简单。
Well, I can see everyone kind of smiling, so I believe you also do not think that is the case.
咁我先将呢个故事嘅结尾咧讲完先。
Let me finish the story first.
咁我就买咗两樽咧有糖嘅 soft drinks 翻屋企啦。
So I bought two bottles of sugary soft drinks.
咁我就趁住咧华人嗰位师傅有空档嘅时候咧，咁我就同佢讲买咗两支饮品俾佢哋。
So when the Chinese technician had a break, I told him I actually bought them two drinks.
咁华人师傅咧，佢嘅回答就系、
是、，Then the Chinese technician replied.
唔使客气啦，佢比较中意饮热水。
You don't need to be so polite. I actually prefer drinking just hot water.
佢咧就会选择少饮啲有糖嘅饮品啊，因为咧觉得对健康会好啲。
I try to drink fewer sugary drinks because I think that's better for health.
係啦，不過咧，最後佢哋都接受咗我哋嘅好意，都拎走咗呢兩支飲品嘅。
But in the end, they still accepted our good gesture and took the two drinks home with them.
係啦，咁究竟我哋點樣可以成為一個使人暢快嘅人咧？
So how exactly can we become people who refresh others?
咁我哋咧都可以嚟睇一睇暢快呢一個字係咩意思咧。
First, let's take a look at what the word refresh means.
係啦，咁都鼓勵如果大家有聖經咧，係啦，或者手機嘅聖經都可以翻開，因為咧你就會睇到成卷書信會比較清楚嘅。
And I encourage you to turn open to the book of Philemon because it's easier to see or have that whole chapter in front of you.
係啦，咁暢快呢個字咧喺腓利門書咧係出現咗兩次嘅。
The word refresh appears twice in the book of Philemon.
咁除咗喺第七節咧，保羅喺第二十節都用咗暢快呢個字嘅。
Besides, in verse 7, Paul also uses the same word in verse 20.
咁我哋咧細心睇一睇腓利門書嘅第七節啦。咁我就為大家讀出。
Let's take a careful look at Philemon verse 7, and let me read it out for you.
弟兄啊，我為你的愛心大有快樂，大得安慰。因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。
For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you.
咁呢度咧就话众圣徒嘅心咧从你得了畅快，究竟系讲紧边个人嘅心畅快咧？
Here, when it says the hearts of the Lord's people, these saints have been refreshed by Philemon, whose hearts are being refreshed?
大家咧，如果仲記得上次 Vicky 姊妹咧已經同我哋介紹過啦。
So if you remember from last time when Vicky introduced this letter, she already gave some hints.
係啦，咁呢一封信咧係保羅同提摩太寫俾腓利門嘅一封信嚟嘅。
This is actually a letter from Paul and Timothy to Philemon.
係啦，咁所以呢一度嘅你咧就係指緊腓利門啦。
So here the you refers specifically to Philemon.
咁即係話咧。腓利門咧係使到眾聖徒嘅心暢快嘅。
So that's to say, Philemon was the one that refreshed the hearts of the saints.
咁所以亦即係話咧，腓利門咧係一個使人暢快嘅人喎。
So in other words, Philemon is someone who refreshes others.
咁如果我哋想知道咧點樣能夠成為一個使人暢快嘅人咧，咁腓利門咧就係擺喺我哋眼前一個可以去學習嘅榜樣啦。
So if we want to become people who refresh others, then Philemon is a great example set before us.
咁咧，我哋嚟睇下暢快呢個字咧，就有以下嘅意思嘅。
So we can take a look at the various meanings of the word refresh.
使人安息啦，讓人休息，同埋使人復甦。
To give one rest, to let one rest, and to let one recover and gather one's strength.
让人咧有呢份嘅安息休息咧，好似意思都比较相近。
It might appear that giving someone a kind of rest or letting them rest are relatively similar in meaning.
咁使人复苏又系咩意思咧
？But what does it mean to let one recover or regain their strength？
系咪咧？好似我哋饮咗啲 energy drink 能量饮品咧，就好似充咗电咁样咧？
Is it like when someone drinks an energy drink and then the whole body feels recharged？
咁咧，上個星期咧 ，Pastor Joe 咧就用瞓覺咧去比喻呢一份嘅安息同休息。
Last week, Pastor Joe used sleep as a metaphor for this rest.
你有冇試過咧晚上瞓得好好啦，朝早瞓醒嘅時候咧精神飽滿
？Have you experienced having a good night's of sleep and then waking up in the morning feeling fully energized？
咁你就可以精力充沛咁展開新一日嘅活動啦。
And then you're ready to start the day's activities.
如果我哋瞓得好，有好嘅休息咧
，If we sleep well and had a good rest,
咁好自然咧，第二日朝早起身嘅时候咧，我哋会觉得前一日嘅疲劳咧，好似都消退咗。
Then naturally, when we wake up the next morning, we feel the fatigue from the previous day had gone.
新嘅一日咧，又充满咗活力啦。
And we are full of vitality again for another new day.
所以咧，暢快呢個字咧，似乎咧就係形容緊一個人嘅心靈裡面得到安息同休息。
So the word refresh is describing a person finding the rest that refreshes and re-energizes their spirit，
以至咧佢能夠重新得力啦，心靈咧都再次變得健壯同有活力嘅。
that enable them to regain strength and their spirit becomes strong and vibrant again.
其实保罗在他的书信里面呢都不是成日用畅快这个字的。
Actually, Paul doesn't use this word very often in his letters.
他呢只是用过四次而已。
He only uses it four times.
但是呢原来有两次即是一半的次数呢都出现在腓利门书。
But half of those instances, are found in Philemon.
在腓利门书呢保罗在第七节呢就提到腓利门令到众圣徒的心畅快嘛。
So in verse 7, we read, Philemon refreshed the hearts of the saints.
是啦。咁而呢腓利门呢在第二十节呢都提到呢他希望腓利门可以使他的心畅快的。
保罗在二十节提到你讲了腓利门。
哦是 ,sorry, 是啦保罗呢在二十节呢都提到呢他希望腓利门呢可以令到他的心畅快的。
And in verse 20, Paul said that he hoped Philemon would also refresh his heart.
咁究竟咧，腓利门点样令到众圣徒嘅心畅快咧？
How did Philemon refresh the hearts of the saints?
点解保罗会话腓利门咧可以令到保罗嘅心畅快咧？
Why did Paul say that Philemon could refresh Paul's heart?
咁以下咧，我哋就会从另一段经文咧去深入明白多啲。
So we are going to use another Bible passage to help us understand this more deeply.
系啦，咁就系咧马太福音嘅11:28。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
我都为大家读出，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
在这一节的经文呢，得安息这个字呢，就是畅快这个字了。
In this verse, the phrase give you rest is the word for refresh.
是同一个字来的。
It's the same word.
咁即系话咧，凡劳苦担重担嘅人咧，都可以嚟到主耶稣呢一度。
That's to say, all who are weary and who are carrying heavy burdens can come to the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣咧就会令到佢哋得到畅快。
And the Lord Jesus will give them rest.
咁我哋而家咧又可以明白多啲啦。
So now we understand a little bit more.
啱啱咧就话畅快呢个字咧系形容一个人喺心灵里面得到安息同休息。
Earlier, we just said that the word refresh describes a person finding rest in his spirit.
为什么这些劳苦担重担的人来到主耶稣这里呢他们能够得到安息呢
How come when people who are weary and burdened come to the Lord Jesus, they find rest?
因为呢他们的重担呢终于可以放低可以解除了。
Because their burdens could finally be laid down. They are removed.
原本呢这些人呢都背负住好重的重担是好苦的。
Originally, these people were carrying heavy burdens.
但当这些人呢来到主耶稣这里。
But when they came to the Lord Jesus,
他们的重担终于可以卸下来了。
Their burdens were lifted.
所以呢我们可以明白到第一点。
So we can understand the first point.
畅快的意思呢是包括了一个意思的就是令到担重担的人能够得到安息。
The meaning of refresh includes that when you help lift the burdens of others to find rest.
咁上次 Vicky 姊妹咧就提到阿尼西姆咧原本系腓利门嘅奴隶嚟嘅。
Last time, Sister Vicky mentioned that Onesimus was originally Philemon's slave.
但系咧佢却擅自咧离开咗主人腓利门。
But he left his master Philemon without permission.
而且咧，好大可能咧，佢都喺财物上系亏欠咗腓利门嘅。
And most likely, he also caused Philemon financial loss.
就造成咧，系啦，即系腓利门喺金钱上系有损失啦。咁而咧，阿尼西姆咧系的确真系做错咗嘅。
Clearly, what Onesimus did was wrong.
佢系背弃咗主人。
He betrayed his own master.
咁但系后嚟咧，阿尼西姆咧就遇到保罗啦。
But later on, Onesimus met Paul.
保罗就带领他呢去认识耶稣基督。
And Paul led him to come to know Christ.
阿尼西姆呢现在呢他就悔改了他也都成为基督徒了。
Onesimus repented and he's now a Christian.
但是呢阿尼西姆呢是仍然未修补和腓利门的关系的。
But the problem was, Onesimus didn't have the opportunity to restore the relationship with Philemon.
佢仍然未有机会咧嚟到腓利门嘅面前咧，去得到腓利门嘅宽恕嘅。
And he had not yet gone back to Philemon and receiving Philemon's forgiveness.
咁问一问大家啦。
So now let me ask you a question.
如果你系腓利门
，If you were Philemon,
你会唔会原谅同宽恕亚尼西姆咧
？Would you forgive Onesimus？
咁如果你唔愿意去宽恕亚尼西姆
，If you're not willing，
心里面咧觉得同亚尼西姆嘅关系咧仍然系有一根刺嘅。
And you feel that there's actually still a thorn in your heart, in your relationship with Onesimus.
咁咧，你实际上咧，其实仍然系未能够得着喺主里面应有嘅呢份安息。
Then actually, you still haven't obtained the rest that should be found in the Lord.
因为咧，呢一根刺咧喺你嘅心里面，同埋呢一个重担咧，其实系一直都仲喺度。
Because this thorn, this burden has always been there, is still there.
咁亚尼西姆又会点咧？
Now, what about Onesimus?
亚尼西姆咧嘅心里面咧系清楚知道咧佢系亏欠咗你嘅。
He knows that he wronged you and felt very indebted.
但系咧你唔愿意去原谅佢。
But you refuse to forgive him.
咁亏欠人嘅呢个重担咧喺亚尼西姆嘅心里面同样都唔可以放低。
So he'll never be able to lay down that burden of that debt.
相反，如果你系腓利门。
Well, on the other hand, if you as Philemon,
你咧系选择去原谅同埋宽恕亚尼西姆。
You choose to forgive Onesimus.
咁亚尼西姆亏欠人嘅重担咧，佢就可以放低啦。
Then the weight of that burden is finally lifted.
咁你所做嘅咧，就系仿效主耶稣呢一部所讲噶啦。
Then what you did would be imitating what our Lord Jesus says here.
令到原本担重担嘅人系能够得到安息、哦、
，helping those who were originally burdened to find rest。
所以咧，腓利门系点样令到人畅快呢
？So how did Philemon refresh others？
就系咧，佢效法主耶稣
，Well, he imitated the Lord Jesus，
帮助劳苦担重担嘅人咧，系得以喺主里面去得到安息嘅。
Helping those who are weary and burdened to find rest in the Lord。
不过咧，我哋知道咧。保罗写呢一封信俾腓利门嘅时候
，But we know that when Paul wrote this letter to Philemon，
亚尼西姆咧系仲未翻到去腓利门嗰边嘅。
Onesimus had not yet returned to Philemon，
但系咧保罗咧带住喺主里面嘅呢份感情
，But filled with the affection in the Lord，
佢喺21节点样讲咧
？What does Paul say in verse 21？
保罗咧就同腓利门讲
，Paul said to Philemon，
我写信给你。深信你必信服，知道你所行的必过于我所说的。
Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say.
其实咧，腓利门作为亚尼西姆嘅主人
，Actually, Philemon as Onesimus' master.
根据当时嘅罗马法律咧，主人系可以责罚奴隶嘅。
According to the Roman law at the time, he had the right to punish the slave.
甚至咧系严厉嘅鞭打奴隶
，even to severely flog him。
咁亚尼西姆咧的确系擅自离开咗腓利门嘅屋企。
Onesimus did leave Philemon's household without permission，
亦都造成咗腓利门咧喺金钱上面嘅损失。
And he caused Philemon financial loss。
腓利门咧系有权柄去责罚亚尼西姆嘅。
Philemon had the authority to punish Onesimus。
但系咧，保罗咧好认识同埋了解。亲爱的腓利门弟兄
，But Paul knew and understood dear Philemon, his brother, very well.
他相信只要腓利门收到呢封信
，He believed that once Philemon received this letter,
腓利门会知道亚尼西姆已经不是以前的亚尼西姆了。
He would understand that Onesimus is no longer the same Onesimus as before.
现在的亚尼西姆已经悔改归向神了。
The Onesimus now had repented, his turn to God.
他的生命已经转变了。
His life has transformed.
而保罗呢，相信以他所认识的弟兄腓利门。
And Paul believed that based on his knowledge, his understanding of his brother Philemon,
腓利门呢，是一个使人畅快的人来的。
Philemon was a person who refreshes others.
他会愿意宽恕和重新接纳亚尼西姆。
So he would be willing to forgive and accept Onesimus.
令到心里面欠咗债， 担重担嘅阿尼西姆咧，可以得到呢份安息。
And this would allow Onesimus, who carried that heavy burden, who felt indebted in his heart, to find rest.
同时咧，亦都透过腓利门呢个信服嘅举动咧，系会令到保罗嘅心喺基督里面都得着畅快。
At the same time, through this obedience act on Philemon's part, that would refresh Paul's heart in Christ.
咁喺日常嘅生活里面，我哋又点样使到担重担嘅人系能够得安息咧？
In our daily life, how can we help other people, those who are weary and heavy laden, to find rest?
我哋可以谂一谂，我哋咧可唔可以让到担重担嘅人
？Well, consider this. Can we, through our contact with these people, allow these heavy laden people to find rest?
系啦。咁我补充翻就系，我哋咧可唔可以俾担重担嘅人咧，因住同我哋嘅接触而得到呢份安息咧？咁其实咧呢一件咧唔系一件好遥远嘅事嚟嘅。
Actually, it's not something distant or far-fetched.
首先咧就同我哋嘅说话可以开始啦。
First, let's begin with our speech.
我哋咧能唔能够让到心里面有重担嘅人，因住我哋所讲嘅说话咧而得到安息咧
？Can we through our words allow people with burdens to find rest in their spirit？
系啦，例如啦。在哥罗西书的四章六节就是这样讲的。
Take for example in Colossians chapter 4 verse 6.
你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用言调和，就可知道该怎样回答各人。
Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person.
我们可以在说话上面学习去建立和鼓励人。
We can learn to build others up, to encourage others through our speech.
就令到同我哋接触嘅人咧，喺心灵里面得到安息，而唔系烦乱同伤害。
So that those who interact with us may find rest in their spirits, instead of becoming troubled or hurt.
咁接住落嚟咧，我哋再细心睇下马太福音嘅呢一段经文。我哋今次咧就一齐睇28-29节啦。
Now let's take a look. More carefully at the passage in Matthew and focusing on verses 28-29.
咁我再读一次啦，马太福音11:28-29，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Matthew chapter 11:28-29. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
主耶稣咧就令到担重担嘅人咧系可以得到安息。
The Lord Jesus brings rest, gives rest to those who are weary and heavy burdened.
然后咧，我哋见到喺第二十九节。主耶稣咧就话门徒当负他的轭，学他的样式。
Then we see in verse 29, the Lord Jesus says that his disciples should also take up his yoke and learn from him.
咁即系话咧，唔系净系主耶稣咧，系要令到担重担嘅人得到安息。
That is to say, not only the Lord Jesus is the one to give rest to others.
我哋咧都要令到担重担嘅人咧系得到安息嘅。
We also are called to give rest to those who are weary and heavy laden.
咁之后咧，主耶稣就话啦：，这样你们心里就必得安息。
And the Lord Jesus goes on to say, "And you will find rest for your souls."
系啦，咁二十九节咧，心里就必得享安息嘅呢个字咧，同二十八节嘅得安息呢个字咧，其实系同一个家族嘅字嚟嘅。
The word for find rest in verse 29 and give you rest in verse 28 actually belong to the same word family.
系啦，咁大家见到紫色同蓝色嘅字就系啦。
So you can see the purple fonts and the blue fonts.
系啦，咁喺二十九节咧，呢个字咧就系名词，而喺二十八节咧就系动词嚟嘅。
So in verse 29 is a noun and in verse 28 is a verb.
咁留意咧喺二十九节呢一度咧。当我哋去学习主耶稣嘅样式啦，令到担重担嘅人得到安息嘅时候咧
，Well, notice here in verse 29, when we learn from the Lord Jesus' example to bring rest to those who are heavy laden，
主耶稣话有啲咩事情会发生呢？
What did the Lord Jesus say will happen?
咁我哋见到呢就係你们心里就必得享安息。
You will find rest for your souls.
我觉得呢係好奇妙嘅。
I find this wonderful.
当我哋呢去学习主耶稣嘅样式，去令到担重担嘅人得到安息嘅时候。
When we learn from our Lord Jesus' example to give rest to those who are burdened,
同样呢，原来我们的心里面都会得到安息。
Our own hearts will also find rest.
你觉得奇不奇妙呢？
Don't you find that wonderful?
这个呢，就是我想跟大家分享的第二点。
This is the second point I want to share with you today.
一个呢，使人畅快的人，他的内心世界是怎样的呢？
What is the inner world?For a person who refreshes others is like
一个使人畅快的人呢，当他见到另一个人心里背负着重担。
When a person who refreshes others see that another person is carrying a heavy burden in their hearts,
而这个人呢，现在他可以卸低他心里面的重担了。
Finally, this person is now able to have his burden lifted.
他会为到这个人而欢喜快乐。
So,This person who refreshes others now rejoice and is very happy for that person.
所以呢，他的内心世界呢，都会有一份的畅快。
And that is why his own inner world will also experience this refreshment.
那我们又回到腓利门的身上了。
So now let us return to Philemon.
刚才就讲到保罗呢，相信以他所认识的弟兄腓利门。
Just now, we already mentioned that Paul believed based on his knowledge of his brother Philemon.
腓利门呢是一个使人畅快的人，所以呢他会愿意宽恕和重新接纳亚里西姆。
That Philemon was someone who constantly refreshes others, so Paul is confident that he will be willing to forgive and accept Onesimus.
令到心里面欠了债、担重担的亚里西姆是得到安息。
So that Onesimus, who's been carrying this heavy burden in his heart, would be able to find rest.
但我发现保罗对腓利门的认识呢，就不是只是停留在这里。
But I found that Paul's understanding of Philemon went further than that.
保罗呢，知道这一位亲爱的弟兄腓利门。
Paul knew that this dear brother Philemon,
当他知道呢，现在同样是主里面的弟兄亚尼西姆。
When he found out that Onesimus, who is now a brother in the Lord,
他的心里面是背负着亏欠人的重担，而他呢是可以因着自己对他的宽恕和接纳，他可以卸下心里面的重担了。
He found out that Onesimus had been carrying this burden in his heart, and yet this burden could be lifted through Philemon's forgiveness and acceptance.
咁腓利门咧，唔单止愿意宽恕亚尼西姆。
So Philemon was not only willing to forgive Onesimus,
腓利門更加會為到亞尼西姆而歡喜快樂。
But he would also rejoice and be happy for Onesimus.
所以呢，腓利門的內心世界呢，都有一份的暢快。
So that's why Philemon's heart, his inner world, also experiences this refreshment.
你覺得腓利門的內心世界美不美麗呢？
So do you find Philemon's inner world beautiful?
我觉得咧系好美丽嘅。
I find it very beautiful.
神咧系可以改变腓利门嘅内心。
God could change Philemon's heart.
佢唔单止愿意去宽恕亏负佢嘅亚尼西姆。
Not only was he willing to forgive Onesimus who wronged him,
而且咧为到亚尼西姆能够悔改回转归向神，佢嘅生命咧唔再一样啦。
But because Onesimus had repented and his life is no longer the same.
腓利门呢，为到亚尼西姆呢，他的生命有这一份的改变呢，而心里面有一份的畅快。
Philemon actually felt refreshed in his heart and rejoices over Onesimus' life's transformation.
咁而家呢，我哋就更加明白啦。
So now we understand even more.
点解保罗喺二十节呢，会话腓利门可以令到保罗嘅心畅快呢？
Why Paul said in verse 20 that Philemon could refresh Paul's heart?
因为保罗的心跟腓利门是一样的。
Because Paul shares the same attitude as Philemon.
他的心感到畅快，不是因为他可以离开监狱了。
Paul's heart, like Philemon's, felt refreshed, not because Paul can now leave his imprisonment.
因为呢我们知道保罗在写这封信给腓利门的时候呢他是在监狱里面的。
Because we know that Paul actually wrote this letter to Philemon while he was imprisoned.
保罗的心呢他感到畅快是因为
Paul felt refreshed because
保罗相信腓利门的内心世界是跟他是一样的。
He believed, he had faith that Philemon's inner heart, his attitude would be the same as his.
保罗相信腓利门是会愿意宽恕亏负他的亚历西姆的。
He believed that Philemon would be willing to forgive Onesimus who wronged him.
现在亚历西姆已经悔改回转，他的生命不再一样了。
Now that Onesimus has repented and returned to the Lord,
为到亚历西姆他可以回转，而且得到腓利门的宽恕和接纳。亚尼西姆呢腓利门呢都会为到亚尼西姆呢而心里面去有这份的畅快。
So Philemon actually shares this joy and refreshment for the fact that Onesimus has now repented and is forgiven and being accepted by himself.
是啦，因为亚尼西姆呢他的生命是回转，而亦都得到腓利门的宽恕，所以呢保罗的心就有这份的畅快了。
So Paul's heart is refreshed because or based on the fact that Onesimus' life is now transformed, he's repented and turns back from his way, and he's forgiven and accepted.
不知道大家会不会有时有一个想法？
I wonder if you would sometimes have this thought in your mind.
有多少人是保罗呢？
How many Pauls are there in this world?
保罗的内心世界呢距离我会不会太遥远呢？
Maybe we are just too far from Paul's stature.
我曾经都有这样的想法的。
I used to think like that too.
但后来我又会这样想。
But then I had another way of looking at it.
如果神有能力去改变保罗的内心，那难道他没有能力改变我的内心吗？
If God could change Paul's heart, couldn't God also change my heart?
神是不偏待人的。
God shows no favoritism.
我相信神是有能力去改变我们的内心的。
I believe God has power to change each of our hearts.
就好像腓利门和保罗这样，我们都可以为到心里面有重担的人可以悔改回转归向神，我们而欢喜快乐的。
Like Philemon and Paul, we could also rejoice and be happy for those who's been heavy laden in their hearts and rejoice over the fact that they could now repent and turn back to God.
咁我想分享自己一个体会啦。
So I'd like to share with you a personal experience.
之前呢我就喺中国嘅一个地方就认识咗一位当时读緊大学嘅女仔。
I got to know a female university student back in mainland China.
咁佢喺中学嘅时候呢就俾同学排挤嘅。
And in her secondary school, she was bullied or excluded by her classmates.
咁咧，佢就话咧，佢感觉到咧，连老师都唔中意佢。
So she felt that her teachers didn't like her.
佢亦都提到喺自己嘅屋企咧，嫲嫲咧都系比较偏爱佢嘅细佬嘅。
She also mentioned that her grandma was quite biased, like her grandma would favor her younger brother more.
系啦，咁喺视频。去见面的时候呢就会叫这个女仔不要挡住细佬块面。
So during the video calls with grandma, grandma would say, oh, come on, don't block your brother's face.
咁呢佢企埋一边就得㗎啦。
Just stay aside.
咁佢亦都话呢喺高中期间。
She also shared that during high school,
咁佢都有受到情绪问题方面嘅困扰嘅。
She struggled with emotional issues.
咁有一次呢同佢见完面之后啦咁我就自己一个行返屋企。
So that was this time, after meeting up with her, I was walking home alone.
咁呢个女仔嘅遭遇呢虽然好唔开心但係听起嚟都唔係好特别即係咪
?So even though, yeah, it's quite sad, like very, well, it's quite sad to hear her experience, but I guess it's not a very unique case.
係呀可能呢都唔係算係好特别嘅。
Yeah, maybe you think it's not anything too, special or unique.
但是呢当我一边行返屋企啦我一边呢就心里面向神去祷告。
But as I was walking home, I kept praying to God in my heart.
咁我心里面呢就发出咗一份嘅叹息。
And I let out a sigh in my heart.
咁我就同神讲啦。
And I said to God,
神啊，如果呢个女仔咧可以认识你就好啦。
If only this girl would come to know you, how great would that be?
佢嘅生命咧从此就不再一样啦。
Her life would be completely different from now on.
喺嗰一刻
，at that moment，
我咧都为到我自己可以喺学生嘅阶段去认识神，从此我嘅生命系不再一样啦。
I was also very thankful that I had come to know God at a young age, and since then my life truly became different.
我系真系觉得好感恩。
I was deeply grateful.
而我亦都系几咁希望呢一个女仔咧，佢都可以去认识神。
And how I wish this girl would also come to know God.
佢嘅生命咧系真系可以俾神去扭转过嚟嘅。
And that her life could truly be transformed by God.
咁而家咧呢个女仔咧都继续喺度追求去认识神啦。
So this girl, up to this time, is still seeking to know God more.
最近咧，佢就希望大学毕业之后
，and recently she hopes that after her graduation,
就喺我哋教会国内咧有聚会点嘅城市去揾工作。
She will be able to find a job in a city in mainland China where we do have church fellowship.
咁希望神都继续喺佢嘅生命里面去工作啦。
May God continue to work in her life.
咁最后咧，又翻翻去第七节。咁我哋咧仲可以见到有两个字咧，都系同畅快相关嘅。
Now coming back to verse 7, we see two other words related to refresh.
咁首先咧就系快乐呢个字啦。
First is the word joy.
咁呢个字咧喺新约都经常出现嘅。
And this word appears frequently in the New Testament.
包括四福音书啦，同埋其他新约嘅书信咧，我哋都会见到呢个字嘅。
Yeah, whether it's in the Gospels or other New Testament letters.
咁例如咧，我哋会见到喺新约啦，啲新约嘅人咧，对于主耶稣嘅来临，对于神嘅道传开等等咧，都会用呢个字去表达呢份嘅快乐嘅。
For example, we see people using this word, describing that joy when they see the Lord Jesus coming, or when they see that God's word is being widespread. So that's one way the word is used in the New Testament.
系啦，另外咧提到圣灵中嘅喜乐嘅时候，都会用呢个字噶、哦。
This word is also used when mentioning the joy in the Holy Spirit.
咁其中有一段经文咧都好有意思，咁我就同大家分享一下。
There's one particularly interesting verse I'd like to share with you.
系啦，咁就喺路加福音嘅15:7，咁我为大家读出。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜。
In Luke chapter 15, verse 7, it says, Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
是啦，是99啊。
So remember, it's 99.
咁咧，就呢度啦，主耶稣咧就讲话有100只羊里面咧冇咗一只。
So here the Lord Jesus tells a parable where one sheep is lost out of 100.
他呢就要撇下99隻羊呢去找這隻迷失的羊。
So as a shepherd, he had to leave the 99 to find that lost one.
當找到這隻迷失的羊呢,
when he found the lost sheep,
即是比喻裡面呢就是這位迷失的罪人呢他願意悔改歸向神了。
And in the parable is actually pointing to a sinner who repented and turns back to God.
天上面的神和天使呢,都为他欢喜快乐。
Then there would be great rejoicing in heaven before God and the angels.
咁所以呢,我们可以见到圣经呢,提到快乐的其中一个原因是什么呢?
So now we see one of the reasons when the Bible mentions joy.
就是呢,罪人呢,能够得到拯救而我们感到这份的快乐。
Is that the reason for having that joy is actually over sinners being saved.
是啦，咁另一个字啦，就是绿啊，上翻去先，就是绿色嘅字咧，就是安慰啦。
So the other word, which is in green fonts, is the word comfort.
咁简单嚟讲咧，呢个字嘅意思咧，就包括系精神上面得到振作、安慰。而因着鼓励咧，增加喺信仰上面嘅勇气嘅意思嘅。
So it basically meaning being cheered up, being comforted in spirit, gaining courage in faith through encouragement.
系啦，即系话咧，系当 有呢一份鼓励嘅时候咧，我哋喺信仰上嘅勇气咧系会增加。
So yeah, sorry. So yeah, we gain courage in faith as we are encouraged.
系啦，咁咧，虽然咧我嚟到利物浦教会啦，咁我就未有机会咧系面对面见过阿 John 同 Judy 呢一对嘅系啦弟兄姊妹。
Although since coming to Liverpool Church, I still haven't had the chance to meet John and Judy face to face, these dear brothers and sisters in the Lord.
咁但系咧，我知道咧，佢哋喺星期日咧都系同我哋一齐喺线上聚会嘅。
But I know that they are frequently join our online worship on Sundays.
Yes. 咁喺十月咧有一日嘅夜晚。
So one night in October, just before I went to bed.
咁我就喺瞓觉前咧，就收到 Pastor Grace 啦，就喺 WhatsApp 群组发出咗关于 John 同 Judy 嘅消息。
I received the message from Pastor Grace in our WhatsApp group chat, concerning John and Judy.
咁 Judy 咧就提到佢被蚊咬。
And Judy shared how she was bitten by mosquitoes.
咁但系咧，原来经过诊断咧，呢啲蚊咧系带有西尼罗河嘅病毒嘅。
And that nurses show that.The mosquitoes carry the West Nile virus.
咁就令到 Judy 咧系出现咗发烧啦、腹泻啦、想呕啦、头啦、眼同埋面部咧都有疼痛等等嘅症状
causing Judy to have fever, diarrhea, nausea, headaches, eye and facial pain.
咁与此同时
，and at the same time,
Judy 咧早前咧佢都系感染咗流感啦，咁所以咧佢仍然系有持续性严重嘅咳嘅。
Judy had previously caught the flu and still had the persistent cough and wheezing.
咁而 John 又点样咧
？And for John,
咁 John 咧都感染咗流感，佢咳嗽发作嘅时候咧，基本上咧都好似系活动唔到。
John also caught the flu, and when the coughing fits occurred, he could barely move and could not really rest well.
系啦，咁所以佢补充翻咧，就系佢喺夜晚。可能即系一啲咳嗽间歇嘅时间咧，先能够勉强去休息。
Yeah, so he could only take a brief rest when there's like less cough or just in between coughs. That's when he could rest a little.
咁然后咧，我见到喺信息里面咧，就系写到 Judy 咧就咁样去分享佢同阿 John 嘅处境嘅。
Then I remembered from her message, Judy then shared about her situation like this.
系啦，咁我就读出嚟啦。中文咧就系、是、难处在于我们两人都属于高风险嘅脆弱群体，极度易受感染。但系Yahweh嘅旨意同计划系必会成就，只要我哋容让佢喺呢一刻动工，无论佢选择以咩嘅方式去医治我哋，或者要藉此让我哋去学习咩嘅功课，我哋由衷感谢各位嘅代祷同牵挂。
So, Judy wrote, "The trouble is, we are both in the extremely vulnerable category. But Yahweh's will and purpose will come about with whatever healing He chooses is best for us, and with whatever lessons we need to learn from it, if we let Him work through us. So we are both so appreciative of the thoughts and intercessions of you all."
所以咧，我喺瞓觉之前咧，都为到 John 同 Judy 去祷告啦。
So before sleeping, I also prayed specifically for John and Judy.
但系咧喺祷告嘅过程里面
，But during the prayer,
我为到咧 John 同 Judy 喺咁困难嘅处境咧，仍然对神有咁坚定不移嘅信任同信心。我嘅心里面咧，好似明白咗安慰呢个字嘅意思。
Yeah, through my prayer, as I pondered how John and Judy, despite their difficult situation, their circumstance, still maintain such steadfast trust and faith in God, I felt I almost understood the word comfort in a much deeper sense.
当我想起他们的时候,
When I thought of them,
除了透过祷告去纪念他们,
besides remembering them through prayer,
同时呢,我的心呢,都受到鼓励和安慰。
My heart was encouraged and comforted.
他们对神这份坚定不移的信心
Their steadfast faith in God
令到我都增加了勇气去忠心做好神现在托付给我的工作
Actually increased my courage to faithfully carry out the ministry God has entrusted to me.
那我们来到总结了
So, let me summarize.
那我们究竟怎样可以做一个使人畅快的人呢
How can we be people who refresh others?
第一
First,
我们可以先从我们的说话开始。
We can start with our speech.
我们能不能够因着能够时常去敏感到神的同在，仰望神的带领。
Could we, by being constantly sensitive to God's presence, looking to Him for His leadings and guidance, for His guidance,
而呢可以让到心里面有重担的人呢因着我们所讲的说话而在心灵里面去得到这份安息呢？
Bring people who have heavy burdens in their hearts to find rest in the Spirit through our words.
第二，
Second,
我们呢都可以继续竭力去回应神的话语。
We can continue to strive with our all to respond to God's word.
让到神的能力呢可以改变我们的内心。
So that God's power would change our hearts.
就好似腓利门同保罗咁样。
Just like Philemon and Paul.
可以呢去效法主耶稣嘅榜样同埋更多分享天父嘅圣情。
So that we may imitate the Lord Jesus' example and to share more and more in our Heavenly Father's nature.
为到咧心里面有重担嘅人咧，佢哋能够悔改、回转、归向神而欢喜快乐。
And to rejoice and be happy for those who originally were heavy laden but finally come to repent and return to God.
而我哋咧都愿意为到人嘅救恩咧，我哋一齐努力参与喺神嘅拯救计划里面。
At the same time, we are willing to work together, for people's salvation and to participate in God's plan of salvation for mankind.
咁我今日嘅分享就到呢度啦。
So that's all I want to share with you today.
咁我哋可以一齐有个祷告啊。
So let us pray.
Yahweh 父神。
Dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh, our God.
感謝你，都真係好愛教會。
Thank you for loving the church so much.
你讓我哋喺即係今年嘅主題係即係竭力去同得安息嘅呢個主題嘅裏面。
Through this year's church anniversary theme to strive to enter God's peace, that God's rest.
你讓我哋明白我哋去能夠有呢一份安息。是不是只是为了我们自己有这份安息。
You help us understand that, the reason we are to strive to enter that rest is not just for our own personal gain.
而是我们都可以让到身边他们是背负着重担的人，他们都因着我们而可以得到这份安息。
But it is so that we may also help other people who are heavy laden, who have burdens in their hearts to find that rest.
感謝你賜俾我哋有主耶穌。
We thank you for giving us our Lord Jesus.
佢真係一位好好嘅老師。
He's truly a great teacher.
因為佢所教我哋嘅係佢首先自己係咁樣做。
Because whatever he teaches us, he first lives it and puts it into practice.
佢係希望心裏有勞苦擔重擔嘅人能夠嚟到佢呢一度係得到安息。
He longs for anyone who is burdened, who is heavy laden to come to him.
愿意你都继续喺我哋嘅生命里面去工作。
May you continue to work in our hearts.
让我哋都真系可以都成为呢一啲似主耶稣嘅人。
So that we may also become people who are like Jesus.
可以喺呢一个动荡混乱嘅世代。我哋真系能够成为呢一份嘅光，去吸引人去归向你。
So that we may truly function as light in this unstable, chaotic world, and to really draw people to return to you.
都感谢你系赐俾我哋有你嘅话语。
Thank you for granting us your word.
求你都让我哋将你嘅话语真系深深藏喺我哋嘅心里面。
Please help us treasure your word deeply in our hearts.
感谢你去垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer. Amen.